It's time for Make Believe Radio, a journey through musical genres with DJ Bobby G.
Welcome to Make Believe Radio, where the music comes to play. I am your host, DJ Bobby G. Today's show is a real labor of love. DJ Bobby G has dug down deep into his vault of 45s and selected some favorites for your listening enjoyment. So let's stroll down memory lane together.
Sunlight in her hair, and take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. As long as we both shall live. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can't be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live. Hey, Venus, oh Venus, make my wish come true.
didn't say goodbye. Who was home alone to sit and cry? It was I. It was I. I gave you all the love I ever had. The only things I got from you were bad. The times you didn't show up, the times you didn't call. Proper thing to do. Darling, if we make up, I know we'll never break up. Then I know it's only me and you. Me and you. La 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 la.
Something organic about a needle on a vinyl record. The first song we heard, and the first 45 ever purchased by DJ Bobby G, was Venus by Frankie Avalon on Chancellor Records, released in 1959. Frankie was one of the original teen idols that included a group of pretty boys like Fabian, Bobby V, and Bobby Rydell. Several years ago, we got a chance to see Frankie at a show at Mount Airy Lodge and Casino. Band members included his son, Frankie Jr. on drums, and Don Everly's son, Eden, on guitar. Another interesting point about the show was when checking out of the hotel the next day, we bumped into Frankie Avalon and his wife and told them how much we enjoyed the show. He was quite gracious. And still looks like a teen idol, actually, given that he's 76 years old or so. Next, we heard A Big Hunk of Love by Elvis Presley and RCA Victor, also released in 1959. What can you say about Elvis that hasn't already been said? The sleeve for this 45 has Elvis dressed in his army uniform. The third song in the group was It Was I by Skip and Flip on Brett Records, another 1959 release. This group also recorded Cherry Pie. Finally, the last song in the group was At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors on ABC Paramount Records, which was released in 1957. The B-side, Sometimes When I'm All Alone, is definitely worth a listen.
The world in Remembering the love that we had for our own. Now I'll go on my way, thinking of that lovely day. You were mine, you were mine, you were really, really mine. And I know that our love was a love of true love. Now I'll go on my way, thinking of that lovely day. You were mine, you were mine, you were really, really mine. And I know that our love was a love of true love. And I know that our love was a love of true love. And I know that our love was a love.
First, we heard Put Your Head on My Shoulder, sung by Paul Anker and released in 1959 on ABC Paramount Records. Paul is a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, and actor who burst onto the scene in 1957 with his first big hit, Diana, when he was just 16 years old. He had a slew of hits then, went on to write the theme for The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and the lyrics to Frank Sinatra's song, signature song, My Way. Next, we heard My Own True Love by Jimmy Clanton on Ace Records. Jimmy also recorded the hits Venus in Blue Jeans and Just a Dream. Born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he was known as the swamp pop R&B teenage idol. Next, we heard Don't You Know, sung by Della Reese on RCA Victor. Della was a nightclub, jazz, gospel, and pop singer, ordained minister, and television actress who appeared on the show Touched by an Angel. Finally, we heard You Were Mine, sung by the Fireflies on Ribbon Records. They were a doo-wop group, most notable for appearing at the Apollo Theater, the first white male singing group to do so.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue.
Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true.
But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me,
Mr. Blue,
then prove it by going out on the sly, proving your love isn't true.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you're sorry,
Mr. Blue,
then turn around, heading for the lights of town, hurting me through and through.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I stay at home at night. Upside down, I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
Oh! But a fool. Darling, I love you. Though you treat me cruel, you hurt me and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Thank you. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me.
Here is the main thing I want to say.
I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
First song we heard was Mr. Blue by the Fleetwoods on Dalton Records, released in 1959. Gary Troxell, lead singer, perfectly captures teenage angst in this song. He's joined by Gretchen Christopher and Barbara Ellis, who were high school classmates, doing the background vocals. The group's first number one hit was Come Softly to Me. Next, we heard Old Carol, also released in 1959, sung by Neil Sedaka on RCA Records. Neil was an American pop singer, pianist trained at Juilliard, composer, and record producer. Since his music career began in 1957, he has sold millions of records as an artist and has written over 500 songs. He's an alumnus of the famous Brill Building, a temple to songwriters in the 50s and 60s in New York City. He later found success in the 1970s after meeting up with Elton John in England and invited to join John's record label. The third song we heard was When Will I Be Loved, sung by the Everly Brothers and released in 1957 on Cadence Records. Country-influenced rock and roll singers, they were known for their close harmonies and had a string of hits in the 50s and 60s. A personal favorite of DJ Bobby G. Finally, we heard Handyman by Jimmy Jones, recorded on Cub Records and released in 1960. This song was later covered by James Taylor.
Before and love before. Or don't you know that I danced till the water was three? Or in the head that night with Eddie and Dee? Or he was swinging on the sax with the girls of doom, and I was dancing all over the room. Or don't you know the people were dancing like they were many? And the swinginest band they had ever had, and the swinginest song they could ever be, is a night with a Daddy G. Or let me tell you that I never had it so good. Until you get that piano with that jive, I shake a band like the Church Street Five. Don't you know that I danced till the quarter of three, or in the head that night with Eddie and G. But everybody was as happy as they could be, but they was drinking with my Daddy G. I blow Daddy.
Run around, 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 run around
First, we heard Where or When by Dion and the Belmonts, recorded in 1960 on the Laurie Records label. The group had a string of hits in the late 50s and early 60s before Dion went on to have a very successful solo career. The next song we heard, Quarter to Three, by U.S. Bonds on LeGrand Records, was a monster hit in 1961. It was originally an instrumental by the Church Street Five, and U.S. Bonds got its name because the manager wanted to use the tagline, "Buy U.S. Bonds." This original idea backfired when DJs were confused and thought that it was a group. Ultimately, Gary U.S. Bonds began to use his full name, his full stage name, in order to end the confusion. This song was covered by Bruce Springsteen, who was a big fan of Gary and produced a successful comeback album from him in the 1980s. The monster hit was helped by the fact that there was a rumor that at the beginning of the song, when there's a party going on, a filthy phrase could be heard in the background. But Gary U.S. Bonds denies that this appears on the recording. The third song we heard is Tonight Could Be the Night by The Velvets on Monument Records, released in 1961. Virgil Johnson, a former DJ, sings lead. The rest of the group were students that Johnson taught back in the late 50s, early 60s. In the record, the Velvets can be heard chanting doo-wop as a refrain in the background of the song. The last song we heard, Runaround, was sung by the Regents. Released on G Records in 1961, this was their second chart hit. Their first hit, Barbara Ann, also released in 1961, was later covered by the Beach Boys.
If you found another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him. I'll step aside. Can kiss you better than my lips can kiss you, run to him. Forget my pride. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion.
Somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion. Somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will rise. If it's me you want to love you, I'll be more than glad to love you. Hold you till your life is done. But darling, if I'm not the one, then run.
As I walk through the this world.
Duke of Earl.
Nothing can stop
Duke of Earl.
A Duke of Earl.
Duke of Earl.
And
Duke,
you, you are my girl. And
Duke
no
of
one
Earl.
Can hurt you.
Duke
oh
of
no.
Duke.
Yes, I. Duchess of Earl, we all walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Yeah. me.
I didn't go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching out and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
Set was Run to Him by Bobby V on Liberty Records, which was a big hit in 1961 and featured the Johnny Mann Singers. Next up, we heard Duke of Earl by Gene Chandler on VJ Records, released in 1962. Gene performed in oldie shows in full cape and top hat. The third song we heard was Sheila by Tommy Rowe on ABC Paramount Records. You can clearly hear echoes of Buddy Holly's Peggy Sue. The fourth song was Get a Job by The Silhouettes on Ember Records, a big hit in 1957, but unfortunately for the band, very little money was seen by the band because they signed away a lot of the rights to this music. Well, it was fun going through the archives, and I hope you enjoyed the results. DJ Bobby G has hundreds of 45s due to the fact that I used to have a record player in my 1962 Dodge Dart, affectionately known as the Lead Sled. The record player could hold 10 records at a time, and I had both a fader switch and a reverb as part of the setup. Sweet. Well, that concludes our show. This is DJ Bobby G saying goodbye until the next time.